common network topologies are bus, mesh, tree, ring, and star. Starting with the first row, top left, each will be defined. The definitions are from Wikipedia. A bus topology is where each computer or server is connected to the single bus cable through some kind of connector. A terminator is required at each end of the bus cable to prevent the signal from bouncing back and forth. Next is the mesh topology. This type is where each node in the network may act as an independent router, regardless of whether it is connected to another network or not. It allows for continuous connections and reconfiguration around broken or blocked paths by hopping from node to node until the destination is reached. A mesh network whose nodes are all connected to each other is a fully connected network. In the case of a tree topology, a central root node, the top level of the hierarchy, is connected to one or more other nodes that are one level lower in the hierarchy, that is, the second level, with a point-to-point link between each of the second level nodes and the top level central node. While each of the second level nodes that are connected to the top level central node will also have one or more nodes that are one level lower in the hierarchy, that is, the third level, connected to it also with a point-to-point link, the top level central node root node being the only node that has no other node above it in the hierarchy. For the ring topology, each computer is connected to the network in a closed loop or ring. Each machine or computer has a unique address that is used for identification purposes. The signal passes through each machine or computer connected to the ring in one direction. The last is the star topology. With a star topology, each network host is connected to a central hub. In contrast to the bus topology, the star topology connects each node to the hub with a point-to-point connection. All traffic that traverses the network passes through the central hub.